A reading from Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 to 28. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did him homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we commemorate the memorial of Saint Cajetan, a man who devoted his time to the service of the marginalized. He loved the Eucharist and encouraged many to value it. How fitting that in today's reading we see the Phoenician woman, a downcast, entering into a dialogue with Jesus, who later acclaimed, "O woman, great is your faith." The woman uses the messianic title to address Jesus. "Have pity on me, Son of David." In response, Jesus uses a racial and ethnically religious slur. Is he being insensitive or wanting to make fun of the woman by calling her a dog? No. Jesus has a theological agenda. The woman remains focused on her need. She knows Jesus is the only answer to her need and has the saving power. This woman does not allow a theological answer to stop her from seeking the fulfillment of that need, which is the healing of her daughter. How often do you and I get stuck on derogatory words that we lose our focus and allow the remarks to define who we are? Maybe you have been disenchanted as to be cynical about Christianity and even cynical about Christ. You and I are reminded today that even the apostles stumbled in this area, and it did not make what Jesus was saying untrue, and it did not make Jesus untrue. Jesus calls us to have the same compassion that he manifested even to those who are different from us. Zimbabwe has had presidential elections. The time before and after election is filled with political and religious slurs that politicians and supporters fail to remain focused on the goal, that of bringing the country to a place of peace, harmony, and living together with people who have different political beliefs. The least among us can be a vehicle that God can use to bring justice and healing to all of God's disadvantaged children of the world. May the example of the Phoenician woman help us to remain focused on the prize.